Wednesday night, Shmaitzah Shir, Or Letez Zion Elul. Oh man, more than halfway through Elul. Oh man. Okay, Shmaitzah Zion Perek Yud. So, wait, no, Shmaitzah Zion Perek Yud. So, the Shmaitzah had a problem with him. We're going to start from the paragraph that starts with the words Ubeze Yisyashe, but I'm just going to say the story thus far. The Shmaitzah had a problem with a Marshal. Marshal says that we have a case of Isha V'Koton being Neman Mesiach Lefi Tumon, not Eidus Isha, but the Nechil Shal Dvorim to say where it was coming from, who it belongs to, the beehive, the swarm of bees. So the Marshal says it's only if they don't know that the Bailim are looking, they don't know that someone's looking for this Nechil del Dvorim. Once they know that someone's looking for it, it's not really Nesech Lefi Tumo anymore, and it's like they're responding to a query, you know, where's my bees? Okay? That's the Marshal. So the Shmaitzer asked, but what about all those Achrayim that say that the goy Mesiach Lefi Tumo is that they paskin that a goy is Neman Mesiach Lefi Tumo to say someone died, even though he knows there were notices in the newspaper and they know they were looking for him and they took out ads, so not like the Marshal. Whoa! I'm giving a synopsis. The Shmaitzer then says that there's something called Mesech Lefitumo Garua. And then rather he holds this two forms of Garua. One is this type, that they know the Bailam's looking for something, so it's sort of responding to a question. And the other one is the Pundik is crying because she didn't really say anything. And then we questioned her and she explained what she's crying about. So that's Mesech Lefitumo Garua. And the Mesiach Lefi Tumo is believed by an Eidus Isha because of Daiko Mintzel. So that's what. So the Isha and the so if they know the Bible is running after it, it's called Mesiach Lefi Tumo Garua. The Nechil Shel Dvorim does not have the equivalent of Daiko Mintzel, so therefore it does not help, and that's why the Marshal says that if they know the Bible's chasing it, not Nemon. You don't go with the Mesiach Lefi Tumo Garua. But the only time you go with Mesiach Lefi Tumo Garua is when you have like the equivalent of Daiko Mintzel. That doesn't work for the Marik, the Shmaitzer says, because he brings a raya against the Marshal. He brings a raya to the din of the Chavos Maimoni from the case of the Nechil. That you see the Nemon, even though they know the Bailam's chasing after it. So he obviously holds that this type of Mesiach Lefi Tumo is good, even without the equivalent of Daiko Mintzel. Okay, that's the Maharik. Okay, now the Shmaitzer brings a raya to the Maharik that Nechil Shel Dvorim Venemon, even though they know the Bailam's chasing it. What's his raya? Because Jewish Maimony says that once the guy knows the rules and the laws and that a woman can't get married and now she could get married if you find out a husband, once he knows that this is part of our system of law, it's not going to be, if he knows that, it's not going to be called Mesiach Lefi Tumo anymore. The reason he is Neman Lemaisa, if it happens that way, is because of Daiko Mintzel. It's only in the case of Eidus Isha. Okay? That's a Chuvus Maimon, he says that. Now, by Truma, we say Mesiach Lefi Tumo for Truma Drabonon is good enough. Right? Or there's other cases of Mesiach Lefi Tumo which is good enough, even though they know the rules. They're Jews, right? They know the rules. So, why are they Nemon? There's no equivalent of Daiko Mintzel. So the Shmaitzer is Mechadesh that it's Tafka or Goy that you say this rule. That it's only a Goy Mesiach Lefi Tumo that you say that if he knows the rules or he sees the Radifas Bailim, then it ruins the Mesiach Lefi Tumo and you need Daiko Mintzel. But by a Yisrael, I don't understand this at all. The Yisrael is like automatically more Neman. So here, even though it's not a perfect Mesiach Lefi Tumo, but if it's a Jew, then it's good enough, and you don't need the equivalent of Daiko Mitzvah. So that's why by Nechil Shel Dvorim, the Marik says that the Nemon, by Mesir Chofitumon, even if they know the Bailam's chasing it, because it's a Yisrael, and in the Yisrael, a lower grade Mesir Chofitumo is Nemon without the Daiko Mitzvah.
The Yashashlama doesn't make that.
Now we go back to the Shmaitz of the words, Ubezeh Yisyashev. And he knows that's going to be make him mutter to eat. And he knows the dinam. If he's a Yisrael, Israel automatically has more than one than a guy. Abu Nachri. For these purposes, yeah. Abu Nachri sheyodeyu makir b'das Yehudis ain't no nemon elulei decision to the adaiko mitzvah. We got the melicha b'inyan b'ina nachri shelo yodem itiv Yisrael. Uviyam shel Shlomo. So that means what? The flawed. It's the tumo of a guy. Now we have three cases of flawed. He knows they're looking for him, or he knows Das Yehudis, or the Pundakis, he was just crying, and then they ferreted out the information by direct questioning. All of these are flawed Mesiachas Tumo. So we're saying by a guy, you need Daiko Mintzel. That's the present Yisod that we're working with. Yes.
The
Yamshu Shlomo asks a kasha. It says, an Isha Cotton could say, Mikan Yotza Nechilze, and they're Nemon. And the Gemara says, why are they Nemon? They can't say Eidus. The Gemara says, because the Bailam are chasing it, and they are Mesiach Lefitumo. That's the Gemara. The Bailam are chasing it, and they are Mesiach Lefitumo. Rashi learns that the Radifus of Bailam is a good thing. It's a riot. It's a riot that they probably lost it. But you see this guy chasing. You see this guy running after the swarm of bees. So that's a riot. That's like Daiko Mitzvah. That's the way Rashi learns. Then the Gemara says, "Omer Ravashi ain mesiach lefitumo kosher elul edusisha belavad." The Ravina asks him, "What do you mean? We just learned about the mechil shel dvorim, the mesiach lefitumo and the nemon." So the Gemara answers, "The mechil shel dvorim is a kinyan drabonon. I think someone mentioned it here the other day. It's not really owned by anybody because they." It's not a chutzah mishtameres, they fly away, so you don't really own it, it's only kinyan the Rabbanon, so Rabbanon already can play with the rules. Now, Ubiyam Shoshomo Peregago is the Basra Shomazel Shomo, Vieshli Taimu Besug Yazur, Pai Parak Ravina the Ravashi, the Omerin Mesiach Lefitumo Kosher Elelein the Sisha, Rein Achil Shal Dvorim the Kosher, Mesiach Lefitumo, Mishani, and the Gemara answers, Shining Achil the kinyan the Rabbanon, who, but there was never really a Kasha. At least according to Rashi, he's saying you need a pumping up of a raya. So it's obviously not them, not the rabbi. So the Rambam Shlomo has a different shot in the Bailam chasing after. Vayin Shem Shalom, he said, the ain't sorach redifas bailam ela bechdei sheyi yadua shlo nesyashu ha-bailam. It's not a raya that it's his. Rather, but we have a problem that we would assume yish bailam. So, this is a raya, he wasn't miyayish. He's chasing after it. Vazal gam nistam lo miyayish. You don't say a person's miyayish, but that's when you know for sure. Hocha kivin deinu ela mesiach lefitumo. You don't know for sure he's the owner. You only have a raya from someone being Mesiach Lefitumo. So in that case, you don't don't even know for sure it's his. When you know for sure it's his, you say, Lech Tesi was Miyayish, bring me a riot. But here you don't even know who this is. So you could think that you have to prove he was not Nisyayish. And that's why you have the Radifus Abayah, to show he's not Nisyayish. Yeah. Maybe Rashi means Kolom Shalom Nisyashu. It doesn't mean it's a raya, it's his, because he's chasing it, it means he's chasing it, he's not Nisyash, so the male it's his. Shmaita says, no, I'm sorry. Mashmos Lashem Rashi ain't okay. El Raglaim Adover Shain Shalom is direct. Vainu Kibin da Bailam Aradfin, Raglaim Adover Lach Mesiach Chitubah. Vishitim Kubetus Beksubisham Zalashono. What's the kasha of the Gemara? That how can you say there's no Mesiach Lefitumo Ne'amonus? Only by Eidus Isha. I have by Nechil Shom Dvorim too. Saying that the Chilz of Dvorim has plenty other factors involved. That's not Mesiach Lefitumo. That has Raglayim Ludover, the Bailam's chasing it. Well, the Mashik Asad Nunicha, keep it to Eidus Isha Nami. Iko Chochavum to Nomachmas Chomer Shechmaka Vadaiko Mitzvah. So that's also the equivalent. And the Choraglayim Ludover Yosef Mizel. When the Chomer Day Mesiach Lefitumo Chosh Ala Beidus Isha, it means even with a Raya. Mashik Lefishar Duchtei. Aval gav di ikanami raglaim ludover dumi dey dushisha loy mehemen. Uparach vari nechil, the mani raglaim ludover, the redifa, mishani nechil shol dvorim, mishani du drabon. Reza b'shel v'shulah shar Ephraim, shum hevi mashakot v'chubas mashdam, v'shem aradvah, shusuk ala marik, v'rayosah shum hevi min nechil shol dvorim v'chubas maimini, aval gav di yodumen aradifa, he's Naamon. The Mash Mavogav Shabbailam Aratzin Bifnei Ho'isha. She saw him looking for it. Looking. B'toch Kach Nisover Ho'isha. Uve Divi Marik Leel Per Kesai Yishom. V'shehisig Mir Advaz. The Mash Ma'isha Dum Yudakoto. It says Isha V'kot. She'en HaKot Yodei Aradifus HaBailam. Because he's a Kot. Mavogav Dishoma Ein Shmiya Soklum. Kein Isha B'dolo Yishoma. Talking about a not so intelligent woman, it compares her to the Tino, which went to the cotton, which was apparently, he's assuming, it's a very low grade intelligence. The other way, it's talking about Ketanim saying someone died. So the Gemara says, V'duma tkamtza shachiv, they had a toy grasshopper, a toy chogog, a pet chogog that their father bought them. And they gave him a name. They gave him a name, Richard Schmerling. So,
Jiminy.
So when you talk about putting away a chogov, it's talking about a cotton legamri. Ki be'im higdil tzas, ein miderech ha'ilam she'asnia lo'yov ev chogov l'schoik boi. For Omru ad Bar Shish, till 6 years old, lo tekabel, in yeshiva, gam be'elech sofi lo'y keturah. Ken gam be'yavon as mairi be'kotten kuzeh, Shematzniyam loy katan lusfeik boy v'katan mas bedlei v'ken katan kuzeh ein lo havono. And still, Mesiach Lefi Tumo helps. Chimashi goes about
the... This is not why it helps, no?
No, I don't know what you want.
Wait a minute. We said that this is a gerua because the Balaam are running after. There's all this other information.
Yeah, but then we're saying the cotton doesn't cop what's going on, and when you see the Balaam running after
it, it's like the cotton. Therefore, it is Mashiach. Yeah. According to.
Yeah.
He's just telling a story. It doesn't require any insight.
No, I know. Who knows what he's even saying? What is he even saying? If the car has any reality.
Could be. I'm not going to come tomorrow night. You have a car hat?
I have
10 minutes.
I think Dafka, you see that, like what do they say, out of the mouths of babes, you know? Like you see that you get more.